This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek at the Marriott. Come on out and see us. We've been giving cards away all day. Thank you very much to Leaf, Dallas Card Show, to Worth Collecting, to RJ Dukes for making all of these giveaways happen. And now it's time for the man we should always thank for great broadcasting. It's Corey Majors with the C Block.
Kevin, thank you very much. There is some continued turmoil happening.
Is this about the freaking tweets still?
As Jordan Lewis is yet to pick a side in this conversation, in this debate. But he has said something on Twitter.
By the way, somebody asked if there are food trucks out here at the Dallas Card Show. Indeed.
I see one right now, as a matter of fact. I'm hungry. I know he was tweeting this morning about 50 minutes ago, highest rated slot coverage grade, and all we did was match and man. So he's saying we didn't do anything special, and I was really good. But he was talking to people who are saying, what's he going to do in Carolina? And he's like, okay, I'm really good. Like, don't get,
yeah.
And somebody said, Cooper DeJean clears you, you bum. And he said, Watch Dallas versus Panthers in 2024 and then watch Philly versus Panthers and come back to me. So that's part of the conversation. But then this is the one that got me, Kevin. I'm sorry, y'all. This is about a decade of frustration. I'm done. And that feels like what he's either talking about being like undervalued as a slot cornerback. Maybe that's it. But it does feel like, considering what else has gone on in the conversation between Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence, that he's leaning in saying there are some people that are frustrated because they spent their whole careers right there and never got a championship. And they were told, probably by a lot of people, you'll never get one there, and they didn't want to believe it, and so here they are. That's the way I feel that comes across.
Yeah, that's true, and the personal aspect of it, I get all of that. Look, I like Jordan Lewis a lot. Honestly, I like both Jordan Lewis and DeMarcus Lawrence quite a bit. We've had that chance to interview them before. They've been really great. Yeah. I just know now that they're no longer with the Cowboys that for some people they become public enemies, especially when DeMarcus Lawrence on the way out the door is like, well, you're never going to win.
Also in the C Block, tonight I am doing something for the first time ever to my body.
Oh, congratulations.
I am joining the Alec Medford Club of Tattoos
tonight. I thought you were going to say Pierce Nipples.
No, not yet.
Come on.
One day, one of these days. But my friend owns Taboo Tattoo down in Deep Ellum.
Okay.
And I've always just kind of been like, I don't know, man, the right thing has to come along. 877-881-1053. What should I get? I already know. I already kind of know.
Oh, I was about to say, you don't know?
Yeah, I already have a really good clue of what I'm going to do. But what should I get tonight if I'm feeling silly? Feeling silly.
I want you to consider this. Hear me out. Kyle, the man who runs Dallas Card Show and Sports Collectors Hub in Allen, he loves wacky bits and crazy marketing. I think you should talk to him first about how much he would give you to tattoo the Dallas Card Show logo on you.
It has the Dallas skyline on it. Like, I love that already.
At one point, he may or may not have asked if he can name Baby Noah at DallasCardShow.com. So,
oh man.
Mostly me. And I think you should just ask him, like, what's that worth to you? Maybe that's what you
Chalupa
do.
Batman was almost there, dude. That would have happened. So, yeah, 877-881-1053. Text in if you have any thoughts on that. Now, Kevin, the stories I wanted to dive in that are a little offbeat today. What do you do if your dog shoots you?
What?
And this seemed to shock you in a lot of different ways.
How would a dog... A dog doesn't have thumbs, right? Hold on, I'm trying to figure out.
A man in Memphis... claimed he was shot by his dog while lying in bed Monday morning. Police department responded to an accidental injury where Gerald Kirkwood told police he was lying in bed with his female friend when his dog jumped on the bed.
Okay.
Oreo, the one-year-old pit bull. Do you want me to pause here?
Yes, please.
All right.
Let me just ask you. It would have been a confusing different type of journalism. But if it was a female dog, do you think the story could have said he was laying in bed with his bitch?
Hey, dude. Your kid just walked up.
I know.
That is your child. Oh, man. Hey,
don't repeat that word daddy said.
That kid looks amazing as Blippi, by the way. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm just saying, that would have been a fun journalistic thing to do.
And then the editor probably would have said, we can't do that.
That's fair.
And kept you from having fun, just like our editors always did.
And they did. One I'm still salty about. Allen and Euless Trinity were playing for the third time in the last 2 years. Allen is the Eagles. Euless Trinity is the Trojans. And I stand firm that this is a legitimate headline. Eagles, Trojans, set for rubber match.
Yep.
Now, that is a accepted sports term. It got vetoed. Still sad about that.
I was still on news at that point. So,
and you felt bad for me, didn't you?
I did. I was like, that's dumb. I thought it ran, actually. I honestly thought it ran because I thought it was so cool.
It got cut.
Oreo, the one-year-old pit bull, allegedly got his paw stuck in the trigger guard, and he hit the trigger. Kirkwood was grazed by a bullet in the top of his left thigh, and reports say the female friend left the scene after the accidental shooting and took the gun with her. She took the gun with her.
Wait, what?
I know how women are.
I know PJ Washington, not now.
The victim was taken to Regional 1 in non-critical condition. But my question there is, after your dog has shot you, you're not treating that dog the same. You're always going to have a little bit of a look at it a little sideways, I feel.
All right. Let's get real about what happened here. The claim is that a dog shot a person on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the story that you tell, the woman who was there took the gun and left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My contention to you is, holy crap, it's Mike Bassey. Right here, dude. We set up an extra headset for you and everything.
Anytime.
You got time? What do you
got to
do?
It's always there for you. Oh, my gosh. Is this about to... He almost kicked Noah out of the way. He was so excited to get on
my
radio.
My contention is that lady shot that guy. And she just hightailed it out of there and took the gun and everything like that.
I cannot believe this is about to happen. And... I think he has
Hello?
To do, I think he has to do the whole
Mike
segment in Spanish.
Hola.
Mike, you are doing your deal. Hey, we have Mike Bassick joining the C block right now. Prepared to take a load off, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, how's it been?
We have a card for you,
Mike. I heard you said I was going to throw it or something.
Will you throw this card if we give it to you?
No. Back in the good old days. I'm gonna call it the Nico Harrison table here, where I have all my Lucas for sale at a discounted price.
Just wow. A big huge fire Nico sign right over his head.
Even though, once again, what does firing Nico do? We don't get Nothing. Luca back.
That's true. That is true,
like,
Mike.
Nico has a vision.
The team is still
pathetic,
in disarray.
It's a vision of destruction. But I feel like at this point you have to follow out this vision of destruction and not fire him.
Yeah, makes sense. That makes sense. Mike, how are you doing, man? How's things been? It's been 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
I feel like. Is it been 2 weeks, Kevin?
It has been two weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Friday in Surprise.
Are
I
you
remember.
Taking off next week?
Is I'm it? Leaving tomorrow morning.
Wow, dude. That's exciting for
four,
you.
Four, in case people have missed it, four.
Back to Arizona to call four spring training games. They're on TV today. They're on Victory. I don't know if it's on Channel 33 again.
Or just Victory Plus.
Yeah, but the Ranger game's going to be broadcast today on the Victory app and possibly, I don't know, like some dude from Houston keeps wanting it on Xfinity in Houston, and people are like, "You're a jerk on on social media."
Wait, what?
But I'm like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just, you've texted this to me or whatever. You've social media this 10 times in 4 days.
Just to you specifically?
No, to like Sandler and the Rangers and me, and where I'm like, "Hey, here's my answer. Google it yourself." And I don't know. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't care if it's on in Houston. It will be. But I'm not the person to find that out for you. Figure it out yourself.
Rangers color analyst Mike Bassick right here for TV color analyst there. Mike, have you been watching games? Have you been keeping up with the team as you've been off here? Is this something where you're like studying extra to get started? Not the Mavericks, the Rangers.
Rangers.
I'm only going to ask you Rangers questions.
So I have looked at Robert Garcia and Holby Milner.
Okay.
Like, he struggled this spring.
He has. I'm not watching spring. I'm watching last September.
Okay.
I went, like you asked me off air 5 days or so ago about Jack Leiter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, I mean, now it looks like he has a good chance of making the team because of the Cody Bradford injury. I need to see what he looks like in a major league game with second and third and one out. I know. It's,
let me ask you a question real quick. I know I'm missing something. I'm just curious about the intricacies of it. Because Cody Bradford, concern about the elbow. They do the scan. They say it's clean.
Yeah.
Season doesn't start for 2 weeks, and they're like, he's going to start the year on the IL. What am I missing? What's the in-between there?
There,
because I'm still worried.
The tough thing is it's not mandatory that they tell us the truth.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's the tough thing in all, whether it's whatever team we follow.
We went through that with Jacob DeGrom.
Right. DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are people that I talk to that are professionals at their jobs. They just do baseball instead of football. And the DeMarcus Lawrence injury, they immediately said, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, he's not playing the rest of this season. But the Cowboys don't have to tell us that.
Yeah.
They're not stupid doctors. They probably have the same diagnosis that the Rangers do. But they're like, we're not going to come out and tell you that in week two or three, DeMarcus Lawrence's season is over, unless it's like a blown out knee. They can kind of string you along and be like, well, maybe. Like if it's, and so I feel like with Cody Bradford, one, I don't know. Two, I guess they're hoping just swelling goes down, and because they did the MRI, but this is all – we don't really know the MRI. Meister was probably the one who looked at it, Dr.
Yeah.
Meister.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're hoping there's nothing really wrong, but how many times did they say there's nothing really wrong with Gerrit Cole, and now his season's done?
Yeah, so there could be some stuff to deal with there for sure.
Yeah, you just don't know. Mm. But, I mean, this does open up the opportunity for Jack Leiter.
And that's who you think it would be just because Rocker has very little minor league time in.
Yeah, and Rocker struggled a little bit. Not that I'm trying to put everything on this spring training means everything, but you have to, from what I understand, that DeGrom's going to throw three or four innings his first start in the major leagues. So when he starts most likely in Cincinnati, if he's going to be your fifth starter right now to kind of limit his innings by to be like, all right, we've already eliminated one possible start. Because if you divide 162 by five, the guy who pitches fourth and fifth wouldn't get one more start if everybody stayed healthy. So they're already limiting one of his starts. Then from what I hear is they're going to limit his innings to start the year. So he's going to be a three or four inning starter the first couple times through, which means I need Dane Dunning or somebody else to pick up 2 to 3 innings on those starts. Tyler Mahle, they're worried about his longevity in the season. So
I was just getting you on camera.
I'm sorry.
I was just getting you on camera. I was just trying to get you.
Oh, my God. And somebody's like, Mike Bassick's back. But, yeah.
There's a lot of people saying they're very happy to hear your voice.
I am worried about Cody Bradford. To be honest, anytime you say elbow, and we did the deal back when I was doing radio.
Yep. Why did you do it in air quotes?
Two whole weeks ago.
Yeah. Is the major injuries happen in spring training and in April.
Yep.
If you can get through spring training and you can get through April, the major injury for the most part of blowing out your elbow or blowing out your arm somewhat doesn't completely go away, but goes away a lot. And what we're seeing right now is a lot of major arm injuries happening in spring training. The Bradford, we're just hoping that they're telling us the truth.
Okay. Mike, someone from West Virginia wants to know if the Rangers games will be on there. Can you answer that for them?
No.
I did get a message from somebody in New Mexico.
You can get the MLB. You could just buy the MLB for $150 bucks and you get them because you don't have any restrictions there.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. That's good. Mike, I'm going to get a tattoo tonight. What would be
dead
your
serious?
I'm dead serious about going
Where?
Tonight. Taboo tattoo.
No, no, no. Oh. On your body.
I think I'm going to do right here on the chest. I think I'm gonna do right there across the chest.
All right.
There was a... So my grandmother always told me, like, she would say, you can be as happy as you want to be. And
that's
she would say,
nice.
Just listen to yourself. Well, a long time ago, I found a note that's from, like, the first time we did radio. It said, listen to Corey, Kevin, Colby, and DJ on 105.3 The Fan. And so I'm going to take that top line and put listen to Corey on my chest. You know, are you all right with that one? My grandma, listen to yourself and go about it. So it's
Mike
in her,
doesn't seem
it's in her
by
handwriting.
That.
And, well, I found out recently I'm not going to go to hell for having a tattoo. So I was always
yes!
afraid to get one because of that. But Mike recently told me I'm going to be okay. So
big news for Alec. Also,
oh, yeah. all the other things that I'm going to go for.
What if he got one that said nipple below? Because he got it above.
See? That's why I asked Mike, because I knew that he would have a good take a load off thought.
Alec, do you want to play the cut from yesterday that I said that has to get bleeped because it's so bad?
Oh, yeah. I think,
oh, Mike.
I think Bassick needs to hear it. Give me
this
a second.
This is an actual thing that I said. I was melting down.
He saw Cooper Flagg's
about
injury.
Cooper Flagg getting hurt, and I tried to talk about how much I like Duke basketball. It did not go well for me.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance
Look,
that year.
Quick Cliff's notes. I do love Duke.
I said it.
He said it out
I
loud.
I said it, too.
Mike Vitale?
Yep.
It's Mark Madness, baby!
Yep. He absolutely threw that out there.
And I just gave up, and I laughed, and I put my head down on the desk, because I was like, I got nothing, man.
He hasn't known how to do radio since you left. It's
I had
been
a conversation
awkward.
With Jess yesterday, too, to assure her.
The whole time we worked together.
No, to assure her.
The whole time
Things
we worked
have
together.
Changed.
Mike's gone, and guess what?
I'm back.
Oh.
That's the C-Block, ladies
All
and
right.
gentlemen.
Hey, just remember. Nico Harrison table, find me.
Inside.
Luca Fursell.
Where's your table at?
I don't know. I might be...
with Paul?
Yeah, I might go over with Paul Wirth, or maybe my man Kyle just says, hey, here's a table. Sell all your Lucas.
Okay. So Mike Bassick also
But I
got to
leave in the morning, so I can't be here Saturday.
Okay. Look at that.
Adrian Beltre is going to be here.
That's
yeah,
right.
He will.
So is Adrian Peterson. We talked to Earl Campbell earlier. Him too.
Yeah.
He's
your
here.
Face.
Hey,
he
was
driving.
He's driving up right now.
And you talked to him in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe he was in the car like as the passenger.
I think he was just running up the highway and just knocking cars out of the way. That's what I think.
Mike, you might not miss everything about radio, but you just admit how much you miss us.
So much.
Why do you say it with a question mark?
And why do you smile?
Mucho
like that?
Muy bueno.
I thought you passed that Spanish quiz.
See. I'm not having conversations yet.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just learning the vocabulary.
Yeah, estoy.
I'm very concerned.
Aprendo a hablar español. I'm trying to learn Spanish.
There you go.
No comprende.
I don't
know.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Mike. Good luck selling all of your Lucas.
Well. Oh, guess I'm done.
I thought you were looking to turn the mic off. I'm going to turn the mic off. Coming up next, we will... That was the stupidest thing that has ever happened.
Yeah, actually, I think
it might be. Look, it might be. We will ask the question, are you invested in one of the best MVP races ever, or has Luka killed all your basketball love? That and Masterpiece of the Week, all of it next, live from the Dallas Card Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Brown trying to stick with SGA. He rocked him that time and finished at the rim.
KNC Masterpiece back here at 105.3 The Fan at the Dallas Card Show, where my wife and youngest son are here. And we just had the radio return of Mike Bassick.
That was fun.
He said it would never, ever happen.
He did say that.
And it happened in 2 weeks.
He said it for a whole week in
yes.
Arizona. He was like, I'll
yes.
never talk to y'all again.
And then 2 weeks later, here we are. And then we got to see Rachel Ring, great supporter of the station, bids on a lot of charitable stuff. And Corey in the break, I gave some cards away to some kiddos out here as well, because the kids are our future. That's what
you've
that's,
never said. That.
That's what the politicians tell me to say. The kids are the future.
But how do we take care of them? That's the question.
That is
they got to take care of themselves.
That is a fair question.
Bootstraps and stuff.
Now we were going to get to, and I do still at some point want to talk about the NBA MVP race. I don't know if we'll get all the way there because I wanted to shout out another person first, another group of people first. Did you see the Lancaster girls 4x100 relay set an all-time national record yesterday at the Donnie Connor Panther Relays in Midlothian. So Lancaster,
that's impressive.
Yes, they became the first girls team to break 44 seconds. The previous record was 44.24 seconds set by DeSoto when they won the state title in 2019. Here, Lancaster broke it by 0.4 seconds.
Wow.
That is a huge amount of time to drop off. And it was DeTavia Hunter, Lily Pirot, Milan Lathan, and Sanaya Miller, I believe, are the quartet that made up to it. So the fastest 4x100 ever run by high school girls in the history of running.
I remember being that. I don't want to try and take anything away from that accomplishment by trying to one-up it. I'm just...
Do you have a national record?
We covered high school sports,
yes.
So we got some really cool opportunity to see some moments. And I saw... I remember my neighbor was the swim coach for SMU, and his wife was the City of Plano swimmers, cops.
Oh, cool.
I think she coached their female team. And... we went to, you sent me to the state finals, the state championships, and I got to cover that weekend, and one of the girls from Plano, like, broke an Olympic record and pool record for the backstroke.
That's unbelievable.
And they told me, they were like, yeah, by the way, she's about to break a record. And I was like, what are you talking about? They were like, just watch. And so being able to, like, know that something like that's about to happen is always really cool. I bet those girls at Lancaster, they knew we can do something special today. And then they did. That's really cool.
So absolutely amazing accomplishment by Lancaster right there. Just wanted to throw that out there on what has been a busy...
I'm glad you say it right, too.
Because I don't say Lancaster. I will admit, it's Lancaster.
Lancaster.
I will admit, I struggle with some pronunciations that even are in the state of Texas. And I'm like, I do know, like, Italy. At least I know that. But there are some pronunciations that I still think I get off just a little bit.
Like even Mahia.
Though, yeah, even though I said Mexia. Even though I was born and raised in Texas, I still come up short on some of those things. But luckily, we got this one right. The other one I say wrong that I know drives people crazy is I'll say Louisville.
Yeah.
Instead of Louisville?
It does drive me nuts.
I'm sorry.
And the only reason is because Adrian's sister went there to Louisville.
Yeah.
And so they like said, no, this is the way you do it. And I was like, fine. So I had to do it too.
And I think I was just influenced by like how I thought words were supposed to sound. Or I saw TV broadcasts when I was younger. And they were like, well, Louisville takes the lead. And I was like, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
That's all you how you say it. And then you'll talk to people and they're like, no, it's Louisville.
Pecan. A lot of people texting in. Pecan and pecan.
Yeah. And that feels like an especially like southern point of debate.
Yeah, it is.
Or maybe an especially Texas point of debate. Just like a, do you call it a Coke? Do you call it a soda? Do you call it a pop? And people were like, well, I want a Coke. I remember I had this conversation with my aunt in Chicago. Do you have any Coke? And she goes, no, we just have Sprite. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, that.
Yeah.
Because I meant Coke as like an encompassing all
something
word.
Something fizzy bubbly.
Yeah, for all soft drinks. Because at first she asked me, do you want a pop? And I was like, I'm so sorry, Aunt Barbara. I don't know what that is.
You have an Aunt Barbara too?
Yes. God. And so she was talking specifically about the soda. So, yeah, we will always try to work better on how we say things.
I like that, Kevin.
Yeah. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You need me to say something
no,
else?
No. Because somebody wrote a very humorous text, 469, because they spell it out the same way both times. And it says it's pronounced data, not data. But, like, it's spelled the same. So however
data,
you say it,
not data.
Or data, not
I
data.
Both.
I might as well.
I say both just it kind of depends. Now, salmon is always salmon. Never salmon, all right?
Yes, that
always
is
salmon.
That is true.
Coppell. That's Coppell.
If
not,
you don't pronounce it Coppell, then I have really messed
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, somebody's like, dude, it's actually Coppell. What are you talking about? Nobody's ever said that.
That would be mind-blowing.
It would.
If somebody told me that now, and it was actually true. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, it is indeed time for
hey,
Masterpiece of the Week. How are we doing today, man?
Alec, I love you. You know I do, and I've always appreciated AM on the FM. I don't think we have to do Masterpiece of the Week this week, however. We all know the winner.
Agreed.
We're really just playing this out. Just
about not doing it.
We're really just playing it out for the fun of it, but we know who's winning.
Do we want to get the clear number one contender out of the way or save it for last?
Let's save it for last.
Okay, we'll save the best for last.
You play it at the beginning. Let's play it at the beginning.
I like Corey's idea better.
Okay.
I think we're going to save it for last.
I just wanted to let you know I'm going to sabotage it when you do.
Well, especially because there are some clips from Corey that we need to get to. This is the segment where we revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program, including this from the mind and mouth of Corey Majors.
Every chef in the world out there has two thoughts when they see the triple shaboing boing.
It's the dumbest sentence I've ever heard.
So I'm not sure if it's a real thing, but it looks like the triple shaboing boing is three hot dog wieners wrapped in like a tortilla.
Yeah.
And with maybe some cheese on it.
And that was meant as an insult to me because somebody didn't like one of my sports opinions. They're like, this is what you're having for breakfast this morning.
The triple shaboing boing.
Yes.
And I remember seeing a tweet during last baseball season where someone got two hot dogs and put it in one bun at a ballpark. And someone was like, no, not the double barrel shaboing. I'm like, that's crazy.
They were double fisted shaboing boing boing boings.
That was a lot. That was a lot there. I like the work you're doing there.
Thank you.
Let's see. Kevin, you had a couple not-so-great moments.
No, none of these should be from me. Just the one from me, and every other one should be from somebody different.
Well, too bad. This happened.
Shohei Ohtani is joining Fortnite's Icon Series.
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay, there
that's
you go.
Cool.
So...
I haven't played Fortnite in a long time, but this is really cool.
He joins the Icon Series, and there will be four skins in the game on March 17th.
I just want it known for the record that everything technically
was
correct
about that.
With what I said. I had no idea it was an issue until I saw both Alec and Corey light up. Even then, I didn't understand until Corey said, it's not like two skins, three skins. And then I was like, son of a gun. That thought didn't even cross my mind.
Well, it crossed ours, and that happened. So thank you for that. Corey, I really don't like the way you say things sometimes, including this.
And I don't like, I want moist. I like moist.
I there was a girl that Adrian used to work with that hated
word.
Oh. She hated the word, and so I would say it all the time.
I thought you were like one Saturday night.
No.
Okay.
God, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too far.
Too far.
Whatever.
It was one of her coworkers.
I already passed too far yesterday in the noon segment.
She is a mother now.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean...
Not Adrian, the other
look,
lady.
You can be a mother now and used to be a hoe. That is just a thing, all right? You can be a dad now and still used to be a mimbo, all right? Those are things that are facts. Doesn't mean you're not a great parent.
Mm-hmm.
Just means...
You learned lessons along the way.
Yeah. Used to be a man trap.
Mm-hmm.
A man trap.
Wow.
Okay. Do you disagree with what I said?
Masterpiece of the week.
That's
here.
Right. You don't.
105.3 The Fan.
Hey, Alec, is someone doing push-ups in the background?
That's a good question. No, it's just it's just me and Lucius in here.
Okay. Well, somebody asked, and I thought maybe Lucius was doing push-ups in the background.
Is that someone saying I need to do push-ups?
No, they said who the hell is doing push-ups in the background?
I'll take my shirt off right now. Corey, you also said this.
Oh, my gosh, it's open. Never happens. Never happens.
Mm-mm. Like the bank or the card show. The card show's open now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's always the liquor store that you're like, oh, man, I showed up too late. It closes at 9. You know, one of those moments.
Do you think that's too early for the liquor shop to close?
Absolutely.
Is that?
But it's also
that's
smart.
The law?
It's also smart.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it is too early, but it's also smart because if you didn't get your liquor before then and you're getting it at 9, it's pretty late in the evening. You're going to be rolling deep into the night with a bottle of whiskey in your hand.
Also happening deep into the night, Kevin.
We've been getting it left and right.
Yes, we have.
From that shaboing boing.
From the shaboing boing, the triple shaboing boing. It's an item. It's a food item at Sonic.
By the way, thank you for people who backed up my hoe opinion.
Okay.
There are kids right there.
I just don't like what's happening today.
Guess what? Someday one of those kids could grow up and also be a hoe. That's a fact.
Jeez, Kevin.
Why are you putting expectations on these kids?
I said, could.
Let them achieve their dreams.
Exactly. What if one of their dreams is to be a hoe?
Corey. Oh,
man, the whole hall stopped.
Yeah, when I said that. As they should. As they should. Corey made a very astute statement the other day.
I have a wife.
Mm-hmm. I do. I've been married for going on 19 years.
Play it one more time because it sounds like you're not sure.
I have a wife.
That's true. I don't know why I stopped before I was like, I don't have a wife. You know, that feels a little weird. But yes, I do have a wife.
And
I have some declarative moments on the show. Hey, look, you're young. You have plenty of time.
You can be anything you want to be.
Live your life and enjoy it. Yeah, you can go to Hollywood and be an actor before she breaks your soul.
Oh. Or,
Corey, they say the saying, life's a bee. I didn't know it meant this.
Karma hit me with this everything bagel, and I thought I was dying.
Karma's a bagel.
That was from the morning that I was choking on pork rinds, and somebody was like, will you stop coughing? Or something like that. And then he got hit with karma because the everything bagel, I guess one of the poppy seeds jumped off of it down his throat and into his lungs. Good luck.
Amazing.
No, but I'm glad he's okay. Or she.
Let's see. Kevin?
Could there be more for me?
This is the last one before the grand finale, I promise. I lied. That's a computer sound. thanks, Adobe Acrobat. Didn't need that. Kevin, you did say this.
Who cares? We're getting naked. Mm-hmm. Just get naked already.
All right.
Listen to me.
I remember
that, though.
I remember what that was about. That was from Colby and his thoughts about lingerie, because he thinks lingerie is stupid because of the aforementioned reasons that I threw out there. Mm-hmm. So at least then I was paraphrasing somebody as opposed to the other disastrous direct quotes that you have played from me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, now that I've told Adobe Acrobat I don't want it to be my default PDF thing, we can hear another astute statement.
You should know most of your body parts. You should know the body parts you have and you don't.
Yes. Like, because we found out Carter doesn't know if he has tonsils. Like, we were like, he was like, I don't know if I've got my tonsils removed.
We still didn't get 100% confirmation. His dad
knows.
His sister knows. He's like, probably not.
Yeah, I strongly believe that you should know every body part that you have.
Mm. Yeah,
and if you lose one, you should know about that too.
Yeah, that would feel problematic if you didn't know.
Well, I mean, but it depends on what that body part did. Like, don't people think, what is it, like the gallbladder that you're like?
That's fine. You should still know that you got it taken out or that you never had one.
Yeah. This is true. And
people are worried that I've ruined the show and we haven't even gotten to the one.
How did the show go more off rails without Mike? That's a good
question. Mike is a bad influence when he's even around. Something about him just being around sets me off.
Yeah, he showed up for 10 minutes and Kevin's trying to like put expectations on these kids and their dreams.
Trying to get us FCC violated.
Exactly. But it is time. I mean, this is going to be a gentleman's sweep because Kevin won't vote for it, but I'm sure me and Corey will.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love
I'm sorry, dude.
I think I love at the end you screaming that you're broken, too.
Oh, yeah. Do we have...
Yeah. Okay. Listen to this part.
Okay.
I am broken right now!
Kevin, there is you haven't seen the new Severance episode.
I have not.
But
the last one was not good.
There is a moment a Dylan G moment that reminds me of that specifically that you're going to see when you watch it and you're going to go, that's what Corey was talking about.
Okay.
I'm voting for that. I'm definitely voting for Kevin's love for.
Hey, shut up, Corey. Mom. I'm voting. I don't need to hear your vote yet, Alec. I am voting for Corey's wish-washy statement about whether or not he has a wife.
I can't lie. If it was any other week, this would win.
I have a wife.
Uh-huh. it's so much indecision.
You know, the one that really got me on that was Reggie. One time I said, I have seen Bird. He was just like, okay.
Garfield is a cat. Yeah, Kevin, sorry. This happened.
I do love
I love that CA just brought a tour in here, too.
So oh, my God. Timing. Is it of kids?
And Kevin, no. Alec, that is why you have to tolo, because if you were toloing, you heard that live in real time, and you didn't hear the beep.
From the 214, Kevin has embraced Tolo Go.
Yes, he has.
From another 214, Kevin, please stop. I'm trying to drive. Mm-hmm. From the 945, I love y'all. From the 214, this is by far my favorite part of the week. Thanks, fellas. Y'all are great. And from the 806, if that is the Cliff's Notes version, I would love to hear the entire story.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Then the pizza guy came over. Yeah. No,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, okay, look.
And he was stuck in the dryer. And yeah.
I'm for cereal.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the G-Bag Nation will mercifully put this show out of its misery via crosstalk. Next, live from the Dallas Card Show on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been live at the Dallas Card Show all day. Got tons of giveaways done. Thank you, everybody who's come out here. And by the way, the show is just really getting started. If you want to come out here today, tomorrow, Sunday, Dallas Card Show, 777 Waters Creek in Allen at the Marriott. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, my gosh. Gentlemen, Higgs. How is you?
I thought Majors. I was going to make it. I thought I was going to make it all the way before I had to sneeze.
Yeah, he sneezed. Kind of like Dawson did the other day while y'all were talking, and Brada said, bless you, kindly.
I also choked on those pork rinds, I'll have you know, Majors.
See?
Yeah.
It happens.
There was something to that bag.
So there's too good that you keep inhaling
it's
them
like
all.
When you bite into right. it, it kind of turns into dust a little bit, and then it doesn't completely like soak into the spit, and then all of a sudden you're inhaling a little piece, and you're done for the day, man.
Okay.
It is one of the drier snacks. Yeah,
yes.
It is.
Yeah, and it lingered, too. I couldn't just clear it with a couple of drinks of water. I know Corey's more of a moist snack guy.
I do actually like cake pops. I like them because they are more moist. They're not dry.
Those are incredible. You're right about that. Target has some pretty good ones, actually.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, Target's got some underrated stuff that they make that you just assume it's the store brand and it's not good, but it's surprisingly good.
It is.
Have you guys ever been fascinated or watched or been intrigued by the Iditarod at all?
The name intrigues me, yes.
I liked how Jim Rome used to call it the I Killed the Dog.
Oh.
Because, I mean, dogs would die out there.
They
yes.
Did.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they
It's very
would.
Inhumane. Dogs now, die, yeah. letting them
and
race.
And they made the race even longer this year. It's usually 1,000 miles. They're like, hey, let's make it 1,129 miles.
What?
Do you think any of you guys could be a usable piece of an Iditarod team? The human part, not the dog part.
Isn't it just one person?
Yes.
Too heavy I'm for sure the dogs.
But I'm sure you've got to have like a support staff. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. I think I could do that. It would involve some training and some really good gear.
Yes.
The gear is important. I mean, probably just being their hype man, you know, if I can ride along in something, you know, I'm not going to be able to exert myself for that long. That's a lot of miles.
I think I weigh too much for the dogs.
I've never been much of a long distance guy.
And you don't like dogs.
Those dogs would look back at me and go, what the hell, bro? Get off.
But you're you're just along for the ride, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's not going to take a lot of cardio.
You got to build that connection, one added, with the dog.
They've added miles to that race. You think those dogs want me up on there? No.
Absolutely not.
Well,
no.
No.
But
no.
Is the person getting fatigued?
Yeah, is the person going to get tired?
Yeah, I think, you know what? I learned one thing living in Green Bay. The cold makes you really tired. Seriously. Oh. It takes a lot out of you. It takes all your energy. And I remember after games and when it was like 0 degrees, standing out there for 3 hours. Afterwards, I was exhausted. Seriously. I mean,
is it because you don't get enough sun there? Like, is the sun not the,
sun
the vitamin D energy?
It's just the cold takes... It's like it burns calories.
Your body's just trying to stay hot.
Oh, that's true. That's a good
stay
point.
Warm.
Yeah, it's a good
and
point.
If you don't, you know, and I had the right gear, but just standing out there when I was done, it, you know, I couldn't imagine being on the back of that. Do they call it a sled? I'm sure it has a professional name, you know. But anyway, you just get cold and, you know, have to stop and take care of the dogs and stuff. I think I'd worry about taking care of the dogs and making sure they're okay.
One of the most interesting things I learned at training camp last year was. The dog that you want to lead the pack is not necessarily the most
musher.
Aggressive. It's the calmest one. The one that is the calmest is the one that they like to lead the pack because he sets the tone for if he's freaking out, the rest of the dogs start to freak out.
Now, believe it or not, I have another dog-based story. Corey told it earlier today, and I'm calling shenanigans on this.
Oh, yeah.
This guy... was in the bed with his lady friend, and his dog somehow
Oreo.
Oreo
yep.
shot him while he was in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's did it.
Yeah, that's what I think too. She left the premises yep. and took lady the gun. Did. That lady shot him for sure, right?
Yeah. The lady shot him, and the dog tried to prevent it, and she had to get out of there. I think the dog probably stepped in and helped out, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to imagine a man's best friend doing something that violent.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Oreo's catching strays here.
Yeah.
And woman has never been man's best friend. That's
no.
a fact.
No.
Well, and did you mention, I don't know, maybe
I
you mentioned
vouch
it, but
for that.
Like she took the gun.
Yeah. That's what gave it away.
Yeah.
Her taking the gun and leaving.
Yeah.
Slight chance he shot himself and they sort of didn't know what to do. So
take it, honey.
Run. Yeah, just leave with it.
Strange fetish, you know? Maybe here with the gun in bed.
Oh, yeah. That happens sometimes. I saw it in
it
the Sopranos.
Does?
Remember the Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's a fair question. Like, why is the piece on the bed?
Yeah. For fun.
Just the risk involved.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, maybe like...
living on the edge.
Like, holding gun to said person.
Oh, now we're getting real.
Oh, we're role-playing. Like,
yeah. Choppy's like, probably like done that, right?
Choppy's
like we broke in
definitely.
On you. We broke in on you kind of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wearing a ski mask, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah I
got
gotcha.
You. Seen those before. Don't
speaking
lie,
from experience?
Oh, okay, Mr. Angel Boy over there.
Hey, Angel. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, his team is
right
the Blue
through
Devils.
That one. Oh, yeah. I've seen this one before.
Yeah.
Not this type of role-playing.
I'm desensitized to this now. Let's go to the next thing. All right, what do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Well, Pure Gold, as always, thanks yes. for asking. We will have Nick Harris joining us at 4 o'clock, right before Angel Boy Zach Wolchuk's top 10 at 4:20.
Yeah, baby.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Come on out to the Dallas Card Show, 777 Waters Creek, and Allen at the Marriott. You can come see us for a little bit, or you can just enjoy all the amazing deals. K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say go get cards, Kevin.
Go get cards.